Kroger Tender Ray Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger. C is for cut. B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top-grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger-cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Fearful that her son's interest in Madeline Dodge will lead him into trouble again, wealthy Mrs. Carlton has asked Penny Gibbs to do whatever she can to steer her son away from Madeline. It's several evenings later, and Nora Williams' night out. So Penny and her mother, Grace, are doing the dishes.
Good heavens, but we used a lot of dishes at dinner tonight.
Yeah, you don't realize how many till it comes to washing them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just these two, and then we're finished.
That's good. I'll finish up, Penny. You rest.
Oh, thanks, Mother. For some reason or other, I'm awfully tired tonight.
Well, you seem tired, dear. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing is the matter. I just didn't sleep well last night.
Well, why not?
I don't know. It was just one of those nights when I couldn't get sleep. Last time I looked at the clock, it was 3:00.
Penny, that's awful.
Oh, I'll sleep tonight, though. Come on, I'll put these plates away.
Wait a minute. Take these two saucers, too, will you, darling?
Yes, I will. I hate to feel like this. There's really no excuse for it. Well, that does it. We finished?
All I have to do is empty the dishpan. Rinse it out. Well, Penny, maybe there is a reason for the way you feel.
Well, I don't know what it could be.
Well, usually when a normal, healthy person can't sleep, it's because there's something on that person's mind. Please, dear, don't worry about Jed. One of these days, he'll be well again.
Oh, Mother, I can't help but worry about him. Every time I see him in that wheelchair, it just about breaks my heart.
Yeah, I know how you feel. I should turn away sometimes when I see him wheeling himself to the window or down the hall to the baby's room. But we should try to be cheerful about it. Jed, he is, and it's a lot worse for him than it is for us.
I know Jed's cheerful about it, but he's pretending, Mother. He's not fooling anybody. He hates being in that wheelchair. Come on, darling. Let me rinse the dishpan and put it away
No,
for
dear,
you
go on in the living room and relax.
Oh, I wish I could. Maybe that's why I couldn't sleep last night. I can't relax.
You know, that's serious, Penny. You must really have something on your mind. What is it, dear?
Oh, it's Jed, I suppose.
You sure it's not something else, too?
Nothing that should keep me awake and tie me up in knots.
But it is something. Oh, where do you set the dishpan, dear?
On the hook under the sink.
Oh, yeah. There. Now we're really finished. Let's get out
no,
of here.
No, let's, with pleasure. It'll be time for Jed's medicine in a few minutes, won't it, darling?
Not for 45 minutes,
Oh,
yet.
I forgot you.
Penny, tell me, what's the matter, dear? Ever since last Friday, when you went to see Mrs. Carlton, you've had something on your mind. I could tell. Something wrong with your job?
No, the job's fine. Oh, this chair never felt so good before.
Well, look, why don't you lie down on the sofa and try to take a nap?
I'd fall asleep, I know. And then I wouldn't be able to sleep tonight.
You seem tired enough to sleep around the clock.
You better not do that. I have to see Mrs. Carlton in the morning at 9.
Say, she's not giving you too much to do, is she?
Oh, no, darling. It's very simple work. Writing letters, taking care of her accounts, and other business affairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's
simple and it's interesting and it's pleasant. And I like being with Mrs. Carlton. She's a fine old woman, Mother.
Well, I'm glad you like her, dear. I hope I can meet her someday.
Oh, I hope you can, too. You'll like her if you don't let her gruff manner frighten you. Frighten me at first.
Oh, I suppose we all get a little gruff when we get old.
Oh, I can't imagine you being gruff or old.
Oh, darling, I'm well on my way to being old already.
But to get back to you, what is bothering you, dear?
It's something very silly, really. I mean, I'm probably being silly to let it upset me.
But it is upsetting you. Now, what is it?
It's something Mrs. Carlton asked me to do when I saw her Friday.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. Penny, you're not going off on one of those wild goose chases again,
no,
are you?
No, it's nothing like that. Though in some ways I prefer it if it were. It has something to do with Barry.
What do you mean?
Barry seeing Madeline Dodge, and Mrs. Carlton's upset about it.
Oh. Well, I can see where she would be. I'd be upset about a son of mine seeing Madeline Dodge, too. Especially if we're anything like Barry Carlton.
Oh, I understand Mrs. Carlton's concern. Madeline Dodge is an attractive woman. Don't know why I say attractive. She's beautiful and she knows how to make herself thoroughly fascinating to men.
And a man like Barry Carlton, well, I can see where she could twist him around her little finger. But why is that any concern of yours, dear?
Because Mrs. Carlton's asked me to make it my concern.
Meaning what?
Meaning that I'm supposed to show an interest in Barry. Not a serious one, I don't suppose, but see a lot of him, be with him as much as possible.
Well, darling, I don't know why you should be so upset about that. Well, I'd be flattered if I were you.
I am flattered. It's the nicest compliment Mrs. Carlton could have paid me, but I can see where doing what she asks can lead to serious complications.
Oh, nonsense.
It isn't nonsense. Barry's a very strange and complicated person. It's difficult to know what he's thinking or what he'll do. How do I know? But what I'll do is say the most innocent thing, and Barry may get the idea that I'm serious about it.
Well, darling, would that be a tragedy?
Oh, look. I mean that I like Barry very much. I want to do anything I can to help him. But I don't want it to go any further than that.
Well, how do you know, dear? You don't know him that well.
Of course I don't know him well, but that's not the point. The point is that I don't want to upset anyone's life any more than I want mine upset.
Well, darling, what makes you think you will?
Well, the thing I have to do is to show an interest in Barry. Mm-hmm. Now, I can do that without forcing it because I like him. I like him very much.
Sure.
But how will he interpret my interest in him? And will he feel he has to return that interest? I wouldn't want that.
Penny, you're much too modest for your own good. It's obvious that Barry has a great deal of respect and admiration for you. And he likes you and likes to be with you. Don't feel you'll be forcing yourself on him. He'll welcome any opportunity to be in your company. Believe me, he will.
It isn't fair to Barry, Mother. Oh, what's the doorbell?
Well, I'll get it, dear. You stay where you are.
Thanks, Mother. I'm really too tired to get up.
Good. Maybe you'll really sleep tonight.
Oh, I hope so.
Hello, Mrs. Billings.
Oh, Johnny, come on in.
Thanks.
Who is it, Mother?
Johnny Keith, dear.
Hello, Johnny.
Hi.
Excuse me for not getting up, but I'm so tired.
Oh, this must be Nora's night off.
Yeah, it is. I guess I never realized what a help Nora is until she's not here. Hey, where are you going, Mother?
I think I'll go up and see how Jed's getting along, dear.
Oh, how is he, Mrs. Billy?
Oh, about the same.
Oh, well, tell him I said hello, will you?
I certainly will.
And tell him I want to talk to him about something soon, too.
All right, Johnny, I'll tell him.
There's nothing wrong at the office, is there, Johnny?
Mm-mm. Why do you ask?
Well, that's what you want to talk to Jed about, isn't it?
Well, I think a man's entitled to know what's going on in his own business, isn't he?
Yeah, but I don't think that Jed cares much about it right now.
Oh, I think he'll care about this. I've just finished designs for House of the Future, Penny, and it's a beauty.
Oh, Johnny, that's wonderful. That's been Jed's dream for a long time, to design and build a new kind of house.
Penny, it's going to be the kind of house that looks best on the side of a hill or the top of one. It's a low, rambling thing that seems to be blended into the earth, a part of it.
Oh, you mean the kind that seems to snuggle right into the ground?
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Yeah, that's the kind I mean. And it's going to have windows, big windows, windows everywhere. One wall of the living room is going to be an enormous picture window.
Uh-huh.
And the house will be built so that the window faces the most interesting view.
Mm-hmm.
And the bedrooms will be more windows than anything else.
itself to me as if the whole house is going to be more windows than anything else.
Well, in a way, it will be. It'll be like... Well, it'll be like living outdoors with all the comforts, protection, and coziness of indoors. The house will be full of sunshine all the time.
Won't be full of sunshine on rainy days.
Well, on dark, rainy days, the house will still be bright and cheerful. Bright colors and lighting will do that. Why, inside that house, even a gloomy day will seem cheerful.
Oh, Johnny, you make it sound so cozy and so warm.
Yeah. And this isn't going to be just a dream, Penny. It's going to be real.
A dream come true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a dream come true. A dream of years and of hundreds of thousands of women to whom a home is the most precious thing in the world. This will be a house where living is rich and full. A place where you can go and close the door behind you and be in a world of quiet, easy, peaceful, restful living. It's the kind of home I hope we have someday.
Oh, Johnny, don't start that, please.
Well, I'm not starting anything. I just made a statement, that's all. Can a fellow make an innocent statement without being accused of starting something?
Doorbell ring just a few minutes ago, Grace. Who's downstairs with Penny?
Someone who said hello to you, Jed. Johnny Keith.
Oh, why don't you come up and see me again? There's some things I want to talk over with him.
Now, Jed, you know Dr. Ryan doesn't want you to talk business for a while. You know very well if you and Johnny are together, you'll talk business.
But that's my company Johnny's running. I have a right to know how he's getting along. Maybe he needs some advice.
Well, he's run it quite well without you for some months now. Hmm. I'm sure he can manage alone for a few more weeks.
Oh, I can see the only way I can keep from being bossed around is to get out of this wheelchair.
Yes, you'll be out of it soon. I'm sure you will.
You bet I will. I could get out of it now, only I don't want to. I'm enjoying the rest.
You needed one, Jed. Maybe this is the way it's being forced on you. The human body sometimes rebels against abuse. I have a strong hunch that that's what's the matter in your case. As soon as you're rested, you'll walk again.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Grace, yes. I guess that's what it is. I suppose I might as well admit I've been pretty tired the last few months. Mm-hmm. I wanted to take a rest, but I just never got around to it. Now I'm making up
But, Jim, Jim, what's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing's the matter, Grace, but I just moved my right leg.
Oh, Jed, did you really?
Well, I thought I did. Yes, I'm sure I did. And there's feeling in it. There's feeling in it for the first time since I got sick.
Is Jed Billings getting well? And will seeing Barry Carlton add the complications to Penny's life that Penny fears? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red. And marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get choice cuts only. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.